Welcome to Fire Talk Radio, teaching the unfiltered Word of God with the anointing of His Spirit, with subjects on eternity and the choices we make that determine our eternal destiny.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fire Talk Radio tonight. I'm really glad you joined me. Whatever part of the world you're listening to from, I'm really glad, whatever time zone, I'm happy you're here. And tonight, I'm going to be finishing up a series on the spiritual heart. Tonight I'm going to be talking about the heart, the candle of the Lord. I started this month with 12 pillars of my faith, and my goodness, this month has just flown by. I'm going to be doing for the next year, well, minus this month, it will be 11 months, so for the next 11 months, I'm going to be teaching on the 12 pillars of Christian faith. And so this month, the beginning on the first Friday of this month, I started a series on the spiritual heart, and I'm going to be concluding that tonight with, as I said earlier, the heart, the candle of the Lord. So, but first I'm going to start off with a little bit of music, and then we're going to come back and get into the lesson. But, excuse me, this weather has been crazy lately. It's just been hot one moment, cold the next, hot, cold, and it's been pretty wild. So these symptoms are trying to attack my body and make me all feel like I have the flu or the cold or whatever, but I don't receive that. And maybe fighting me in the natural and all that, but I don't receive it. I am the healed of the Lord, which, by the way, tomorrow I will be continuing my series, Jesus, the Ultimate Healer. So that'll be tomorrow at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And that's been a wonderful, wonderful time that I've been having and learning. We've been learning a lot about healing, the healing of the Lord, and just how He wants us all healed now, and how He took all of our suffering, our sickness, our shame upon Himself, that we may be made whole and not sick anymore, or ever to be sick. So tonight I was thinking about how good God is and how He wants us to be free and whole and at peace. So with no further ado, I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to get back and come back into the lesson. This is by Freddie Haylor, and it's called Glory to the Lamb.
You're the Lamb upon the throne. Glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. And you're worthy to be praised. You're the Lamb upon His throne. And unto you do we lift our hands in praise. You're the Lamb upon His throne. You're the Lamb upon the throne. For you are glorious, and you're worthy to be praised. You're the Lamb upon His throne. Unto you do we lift our hands in praise. You're the Lamb upon the throne. Yes, you're the Lamb upon His throne. You're the Lamb upon His throne. Jesus, we lift you up and praise your name.
Praise God. Glory, glory to the Lamb. So wonderful, wonderful He is. Well, tonight, the foundation scriptures are Romans 8, verses 4 through 16, and Proverbs 20:27. Romans 8, 14 through 16 in the Amplified reads, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For the Spirit which you have now received is not a spirit of slavery to put you once more in bondage to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption, the Spirit producing worship in the bliss of which we cry, Abba, Father. Father, the Spirit Himself thus testifies together with our own spirit, assuring us that we are children of God. Proverbs 20:27 says, "The spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly." And that was Proverbs 20:27. God, He will enlighten us and He'll guide us through our spirit. So He'll guide you through your spirit and me through my spirit. As has been stated, the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. And the Amplified says the spirit of man, that factor in human personality which proceeds immediately from God, is the lamp of the Lord, searching all his innermost parts. The spirit of man, the heart, is the lamp of the Lord. This means that God will lead you and me by his spirit in our spirit. Only when our heart is right and pure can we trust what our heart is telling us. So only then can we clearly hear and surely trust the Spirit's leading and guidance through our spirit. How does God speak to you? How does he speak to me? These are some ways he speaks to us. In a still, small voice. Through his word, which is the word of God, the Bible. Confirmation through two or three witnesses. Through dreams, visions, and audible voice. Now, in the dreams and the visions. Now, the audible voice is, I don't know if you have the experience, but it's a voice where God speaks to you, where it sounds like I'm talking, it sounds like another person in the room. But there's nobody in the house with you. You're not hearing voices. You know you're not crazy, but you know it's the voice of God. And I know that in dreams, you know, Joseph in the Bible, he was interpreted. He had the dreams, and God gave him the interpretation of those dreams, and so. But the audible voice as well. And Samuel, when he first heard the voice of God, he thought it was Eli. But it wasn't. It was God. And he ran in to say, "Eli, you called?" And Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go lay down." And this happened three times. And finally Eli says to him, "Go back. It's the Lord calling you. Go back, lay down." And when he says, "Say yes, your servant's listening." So... that's an example of that. Now, in the inward witness, under the old covenant, people were not born again. The Holy Spirit did not live in them yet. So they needed the guidance of a prophet. But under the new covenant, God lives in us. Hallelujah. We are sons and daughters of God, led by the Spirit of God. The inward witness or inward intuition can be described as either a check, a red light, or a stop signal for no. And a peace and assurance, a go-ahead signal for yes. So basically, it's like a lot of people say, in the world, or they'll say they don't have, what does your gut tell you? And they say, "Well, I don't know, I have a funny feeling about it." It's the Holy Spirit will warn us. Is if we think we're supposed to do something or should I be doing that? Get like this feeling, this uneasy feeling, almost like a queasy feeling, and having a feeling not to do it, you don't have a peace about it. But when you pray about it, then you get it and you have a peace, then that's, yes, that's fine, you can go ahead and do it. Now, for example, I have one of the pastors from my church says that if we're indecisive about something, then what we could do, and what he's done on numerous occasions, is he has, if he's trying to decide on what to do, then he'll just clear everything out of his head, and he'll say in his mind, he'll be thinking, okay, I'm going to do this, and he'll be praying in the Holy Ghost the whole entire time, and then he'll check his peace level. And then he'll do the opposite. He'll say, well, I'm going to do this, that, and the other, pray about it in the Holy Ghost, and check his peace level. And whichever one he has the most peace about, or the peace about, that's what he'll follow. Now, immature believers and carnal people, they tend to look for manifestations and the spectacular to lead them. But the inward witness is just as supernatural as guidance through visions and dreams and things like that. The inward witness will lead you into the will of God and the blessing of God. Many have become millionaires just by following their heart. There was a man who heard of the story of this man who was driving along, and the Lord told him to buy a piece of property. It didn't look like much. It was all grown over. It wasn't well kept. But he followed the inward witness. He followed the leading, and he bought the property. Well, they struck oil. They found oil on it, and now he's pretty well off there. So we need to follow our hearts. Very important. You know you are a child of God not just because someone prophesied it, or because you had a vision or a dream, or because you feel like it, but because of the inward witness. You know, maybe we don't always feel saved, or maybe we don't always feel like the anointing is there or the anointing is on us, but it is. It's there, whether we feel it or not. We just have to accept it by faith and by the inward witness. So some people are always looking for outward signs to lead them. They put out fleeces like Gideon did. And sometimes God will allow a fleece for a baby Christian, but it's not his perfect will for us to be led like this. Because be careful if you're always doing that you don't get fleeced by the devil, because he can also maneuver your circumstances. The inward voice, the spirit man has a voice, just as the physical man has a voice. The voice of the body is feelings. The voice of the soul is reason. The voice of the spirit is your conscience. It is a still, small voice. 1 John Chapter 3, verses 20 through 21 in the New King James Version says, "For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God." You know, when you have done something wrong, your own heart will tell you. Listen to your heart, your conscience. Stay sensitive towards it. Definitely healing. I just want to go to a quick music break there. And saying about listening to your heart and your conscience and stay sensitive. The voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our comforter, our counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. When the Holy Spirit speaks, it is more authoritative. It might be so loud that you will think someone near you said it, just like I was telling you about when God called Samuel, he thought it was Eli. So, when the Holy Spirit directs you, it will always be in line with the Word of God. If it does not line up with the Word of God, then it is not the Spirit of God. God's not going to tell you, go and have an affair with a married person, because thou shalt not commit adultery. He's not going to tell you, if you get angry, go and kill somebody. Thou shalt not kill. He's not going to say, if you look at something and you see a $20 bill, sticking out of somebody's pocket or purse, or you see their purse, you're not going to steal their wallet, because thou shalt not steal. So, God's word is his will. And God's word is your plumb line. So, many people are doing crazy things under the guise of being led by the Spirit. They are not hearing from God. They are listening to their head, their carnal mind, and being moved by circumstances. Romans 8:6a in the Amplified says, now the mind of the flesh, which is sense and reason, without the Holy Spirit, is death. judge what you hear. Does this line up with the Word of God? Does it glorify God? Make God's Word your final authority. But be warned, don't go after voices to speak aloud to you. Don't always be looking for a voice, because the devil may just accommodate you. Paul listened to the voice of the Holy Spirit in Acts 27, verses 9 through 10, when he warned them, saying, Men, I perceive that this voyage will end with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but also of our lives. Even though they did not believe him, later, also by the Holy Spirit, he told them how they would be saved and what to do to be saved from dying in the storm. We must be controlled by, manipulated by, and stimulated by the Holy Spirit. Let peace be the umpire that guides you, the peace of your heart. In Colossians 3:15, and let the peace, soul harmony, which comes from Christ, rule, act as umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds. In that peaceful state, to which, as members of Christ's one body, you were also called to live, and be thankful, appreciative, give praise to God always. And that was in the Amplified. The New King James Version says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called to one body, and be thankful. Now, there are five things you need to do to train and develop your human spirit. Give the Word of God first place in your life. In Proverbs 4:20, it says, my son, attend to my words, consent and submit to my sayings. Meditate in the Word of the Word of God. Joshua 1:8 reads, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. Practice the Word of God. Be a doer of the Word and not a hearer only. In James 1:22 it says, but be doers of the Word, obey the message, and not merely listeners to it, betraying yourselves into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. Pray in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14:14 through 15, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit, by the Holy Spirit within me, prays. But my mind is unproductive. It bears no fruit and helps nobody. Then what am I to do? Pray with my spirit, by the Holy Spirit that is within me. But I will also pray intelligently with my mind and understanding. I will sing with my spirit by the Holy Spirit that is within me, but I will sing intelligently with my mind and understanding also. So, in conclusion here, let's learn and decide to instantly obey the voice of the Holy Spirit in our spirit. So, we need to learn the voice of the Holy Spirit and decide to instantly obey the voice of the Holy Spirit. Very, very important to do that. I have And it was a shorter listen tonight, but it was short and to the point. But I just want to give a couple of announcements, and that is that if you have any prayer requests, you feel free to call 866-857-4837. That's 855-667-4837. 866-857-4837. Now, there's an awesome Bible college. It's been River Bible Institute. And I did 2 years of college there. And there is also River School of Worship, River School of Government. And you can check out those websites by going to riverbibleinstitute.com, riverschoolofworship.com, riverschoolofgovernment.com. And you can go to revival.com, and you can find those by you can find a link on there too to those schools for some information. And I'm excited to tell you that I have been authorized by the administration of the school to give you a scholarship. So if you feel like the hand of God is on your life and you've been wanting to go to Bible college, but you haven't gone because of financial problems, then it gives me great pleasure to tell you that you have a scholarship. You can go to that, and you're more than welcome to tell somebody that you know that has the call of God on their life to that they are also free to have a scholarship, so you can give them a scholarship as well. So that's exciting. So you can give them a scholarship, and they don't have to pay it back, and you don't have to pay it back. And then if they find somebody that has the call of God in their life, then they can give them a scholarship, and it just keeps on going and going. And you just keep on giving them a scholarship. So, and school starts January 5th, the next intake of students, and new orientation for the new students is January 2nd. And if nobody's ever told you that God loves you, has a great plan for your life, I want to tell you right now, He loves you, has a great plan for your life. God forbid, if today was your last day on earth, do you know for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you'd go to heaven? If you're not sure, I want to let you know the Holy Bible reads, we've all sinned, fallen short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you want to make sure you're going to go to heaven, just mean it with your heart. Repeat after me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me. Cleanse me. Set me free. I believe that Jesus died for me. I believe He rose from the dead and is coming back again for me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost and a hunger for the things of God and a holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved. I am born again. I am forgiven. And I'm on my way to heaven because I have Jesus in my heart. Amen. And I want to tell you right now, if you pray that prayer a minute with your heart, all of your sins are forgiven. You always remember to run to God and not from God, because he loves you so much, has a great plan for your life. Now, Jesus is a baptizer with the Holy Ghost and fire. And if you have not been, if you have not been baptized with the evidence of, in the Holy Ghost and fire, with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, then repeat this prayer after me and just say, Dear Lord Jesus, you are the baptizer with the Holy Ghost and fire. I'm asking you to baptize me with the Holy Ghost and fire with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Amen. Fill them, Lord. Touch them. Fire of God on you right now, the fire of God, and be filled in the name of Jesus. And just open your mouth. Don't speak in English. Don't speak in Spanish. Any language you know, just start opening your mouth. Open your mouth. Let the words come out. Shokorababasi. Don't even think about it. Just do it. Shokorababasi. La babakuram babasere. There you go. Keep on going. Keep. That's it. That's it. Louder, louder. Keep on going. That's it. That's it. Now, you may only have a couple of syllables. You just keep practicing. Just not practicing, but just keep speaking those, and it'll soon develop, and get you'll have more syllables. And if you haven't got it yet, don't worry about it. Just don't let your head get in the way, just stand on the word by faith, and know you have it. And I'm happy for you. And I'm going to say a quick prayer of healing for everyone. Father God, I thank you right now that you touch your precious people, your children, Lord. Touch them. You sent your word. You healed all our diseases. You delivered us out of all our destructions. So I send your word right now to these people. I send you a healing and a word. And touch them with your anointing from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you are healing them. I thank you that you healed them long ago when you took the stripes. By your stripes, they are healed. I thank you, Father, for it. And I speak to everybody's body to line up with the word of God, and I break off the sicknesses and the attack in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for mending that colon. I thank you for wiping. I thank you for new eyes, creating miracles. I bind glaucoma. It must go in the name of Jesus. I command to hear the deaf ears to open in the name of Jesus. The blind eyes to see in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God. I thank you for making everybody whole and healed in the name of Jesus, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. I speak to aching backs. I command it to all pain to go in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. You're so wonderful. You're so awesome. You're so good. Pray all this in Jesus' name. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you have any prayer requests or testimonies, comments, or questions, feel free to email me at firetalkradio2@yahoo.com. That's the number 2, firetalkradio2@yahoo.com. And please follow me on my homepage at blogtalkradio.com/firetalkradio2. That's with the number 2. blogtalkradio.com/firetalkradio2. And also check out my Facebook page on facebook.com/, you guessed it, firetalkradio2 with a number 2. And so I'm really glad that you joined me tonight. I am going to be continuing my series, as I was saying, tomorrow on Jesus the Ultimate Healer at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I'm thankful that you joined me tonight on Fire Talk Radio. And I hope you join me again tomorrow. And then again Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And know that you are loved. You are accepted in the Beloved. You are precious. And you are priceless. You are valuable. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand and envelop you with his love.
The fire.